Mother's Day is admittedly an emotional holiday for Dori Griggs, and even more so now that her son is a soldier and deployed with his battalion in Afghanistan. Dori suggests one way to offer support and alleviate the stress of a military mom is to invite her to lunch or to just chat.
Social activities and fun things where you let the person who has the deployed son, daughter, spouse kind of guide the conversation without prying. Just a time to get away and have fun and be around supportive people who you feel safe with.
She says you can also offer to send a care package to the deployed soldier or donate money to help pay for postage. Her son is in a remote location with limited access to a post exchange. His sergeant told Dori that what they really could use was soft toilet paper. So she sent 96 rolls to his unit for Christmas.
When the toilet paper arrived, apparently the guys were treating it. It was gold to them. They'd gotten a number of boxes. It was right before Christmas. A number of them had all arrived at one time where they hadn't had mail for a while. And the toilet paper was the hit of everything. That was an exact quote from him.
When she told that story at her hair salon, strangers donated enough money to send another 96 rolls. That's just one way to let the mother of a deployed soldier know their child's service is appreciated. And there are things to avoid. Don't show up at a home of a deployed soldier unannounced, because an unexpected knock at the door can cause momentary anxiety.
A lot of people just don't know what to say. One hardest question I have is, how do you handle it? And it's like, I don't know how I do it. You don't have much of a choice. So asking a person how they handle it just isn't a helpful thing to say.
Dori would rather someone let her know that they care and are praying for them. She says ever since her son was accepted at the Citadel, he's typically been in training and not at home on Mother's Day, but she could always count on a phone call.
I have two or three messages on my cell phone that I can't erase. Because their Mother's Day calls from him.
They're precious, I imagine.
Yeah, and I find I'm not alone. I've talked to other moms when you tell them that that's happened and that you've gotten these cell phone messages you can't erase.
As a new military mom 9 years ago, Sid Deeth co-founded the Tampa Area Marine Parents Association. She created the support system because she found that being a military mom was tough.
And you're never not a military mom. Once a military mom, always a military mom, because it never stops.
Her son is no longer in the Marines, but Sid still leads the volunteer group of parents and people who support deployed service members and wounded veterans. And she has several suggestions on what not to say to a military mom.
Why did you let him join up? That's one of the biggest irritants there is.
She's heard stories of other thoughtless things said to friends with children who are serving.
I had one military mom who took her son's dress blues to the dry cleaners while he was deployed, and the dry cleaner attendant asked her if she was getting ready for when he was going to be buried in them. And everybody didn't mean to be mean, but people just, you know, just how it is.
And there's another hot-button topic that's hard for a military mother to answer.
When are they coming home? It's almost like when you're pregnant and you're at that nine-month mark and everybody wants to know when you're going to have the baby. You're trying to be nice, but it's so irritating because nobody wants to have the baby more than you do. It's the same thing. When are they coming home? No. For most of the time, we don't know. We can only hope. And the more you hear it and the more you want it and the more you say it, it's not good.
She says when their child is deployed, military parents need to be totally unselfish.
Give up the crying. Make them weak. It's not about you. Don't tell them how much you miss them. They know all that already. Your job is to make them strong so that they're on point for what they got to do. And that takes being unconditional love and unselfish.
And finally, both military mothers ask that people avoid political rants or discussions around them because no matter what, it does not change the fact that their child is deployed and possibly at risk. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.